Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
It's easy to let our concerns about our teenagers turn into visions of life failure. We'll talk about this and much more on episode number 50, titled, Will My Teenager Be a Successful Adult? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every single day. And I'm happy to announce that our Empowered Teen Parenting Workshop is up and running. And if you'd like to get priority entry when we set up our next one, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and send me an email. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, you can enter that at my website as well. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Well, this week, we're answering a question from Don of Denver, Colorado. And Don writes, my 13-year-old son has been diagnosed with having high-functioning autism spectrum disorder. He has a hard time making friends because he interrupts and he changes the subject on kids who think he's weird. Kids avoid him and will call him names, which is really hurtful to him. He plays video games a lot, and he does have friends he plays his video games with, so I don't want to take that away from him, but I'm worried that he won't learn social skills if he doesn't make in-person friendships. It seems like he's always in a bad mood because of the way kids treat him. He does his schoolwork reasonably well, but I can't get him to do anything else around the house or with his older sister or with us. It seems like we either fight or leave him alone. I only see this getting worse, and I'm worried he'll be a hermit. What can I do? Well, Don, thanks for your question. You've raised several important issues, so let's get started. High-functioning autism means that your son has difficulty reading and responding appropriately to social cues. Therefore, adolescence, where young teens are first learning to manage their social relationships independently, can be a very challenging time for these kids. A lot of high-functioning autistic kids really enjoy the computer. Often that's right there in the middle of the sweet spot of their strengths. So that's where they can excel, and that's where they'll feel, of course, comfortable. So it's good that he has that. What's less good is that you report that you and he fight about him needing to do other things from other than the computer, and that you either give in or fight. Don, we need a third option here, because what you're describing is a parent-teen control battle, and control battles lead to parental burnout and will grind adolescent development to a halt. And we certainly don't want that. Don, you're right on two counts. It's great that your son has computer games that he can enjoy and excel at, and it's important for him to have in-person social time as well. Both things are true, even though the in-person social time is hard for him. When you're in a control battle such as you are, it's easy to lose faith in your teenager, and it's easy to end up with a vision of them doing very poorly in life. In your case, you envision your son being a hermit, and that's terrible. We don't want that for your son, and we don't want that vision hanging around and wrecking your mind. So step one is to create a healthy vision of your son. You know his strengths better than I do, but it sounds like he's essentially responsible. He does his schoolwork relatively independently, and he has computer skills, or at the very least, gaming skills. I'm sure he has plenty of other skills as well. He might be extremely mechanically gifted, or gifted in art, or music, or science, math, something else I haven't mentioned. We need to keep this in mind and realize that there's plenty of opportunity for him to develop those skills and bring them into the world and bring them into his adulthood. So Don, your vision needs to be of your son bringing his talents successfully into his adulthood. Now that you have a positive vision, you've got that, right? Now let's use that for you to be less worried and more effective. Your positive vision will allow you to have a positive tone with your son. So if you think he's going to fail, you're going to be all over the map. Ah! But if you know he's going to succeed, then you can be calm and positive. You can show interest in what he's interested in. So if he's into his video games, you can watch and admire him play. You can have him show you some things and explain some things. Let him be the expert and you be the learner. Next, talk with him about getting involved in some activities. I understand he's not going to like the idea, but that's going to need to be a requirement. If he's going to want to have computer time, which he does, he's going to need to select a healthy social activity to join. Could be an activity with your religious organization or the school or any other youth organization. And of course, he's going to need to be physically active because kids especially, but adults as well, need to be physically active. So using your leadership and your positivity and your patience, you can let him know that if he's going to continue on the computer, that he's going to have to find some social activity to join. You'll need to help him create some options by looking around, but he'll need to choose something. You don't need to fight. You need to be patient once you've established that this is the standard and you'll be willing to turn the Wi-Fi off if he doesn't cooperate, not with anger, but with resolve. This is the way you'll be worrying less and being effective more. Your son needs help here. Even though he's going to be upset, you still need to do the right thing. Now you are establishing your benevolent moral authority. You are out of the control battle, and both he and you can move forward. It will be good to let the leader of the activity he joins know that he needs social support and help integrating with the group. Your son could also benefit from social support group for differently wired kids, and many communities have therapists with this specialty, so ask around. Autism spectrum kids are often extremely bright and creative, and with a little help, they can learn basic social skills that will serve them well and allow them to develop their strengths. You know, he's only 13 and he's just starting his adolescent journey, so he's got plenty of time to learn and grow his social skills. And he can learn and grow some social confidence, too. So, listeners, let's all learn from Don. Don's son is not the only socially awkward or insecure teenager. In fact, most teenagers have at least some level of insecurity since the social world is so new to them. Our teenagers need our faith in them and our faith in their adolescent journey. That way, they can borrow our faith in them until they can internalize it for themselves. So let's make sure we're holding and expressing a healthy vision of our sons and our daughters. That's the way they'll thrive, and that's the way we'll sleep at night. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and special thanks to Don from Denver, Colorado, for his question. Do you know someone who might benefit from reading my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Some readers have said it's the best counseling session they ever had. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.